Escalating intercommunal clashes in South Sudan are causing immense harm to civilians and risk pulling organised armed groups into conflicts that could unravel the peace agreement. Between January and May this year, UNMISS recorded 415 violent incidents between community, up from 129 during the same period in 2018. While fighting between political parties has significantly reduced as factions broadly respect the ceasefire, the scope and intensity of the current outbreak of intercommunal violence could threaten this fragile peace. Since December 2019, there's been an escalating cycle of violence in Jonglei involving the Dinka, Nua and Mule communities. Hundreds of people have been killed or injured, women and children abducted, cattle stolen, homes burnt to the ground and thousands forced to flee to escape violence. Violent attacks by armed groups have also occurred in Northern Unity near Rouen, as well as on the borders of Lakes and Warrap states, with reports of further mobilisation and potential revenge attacks. Fighters in uniform have been observed amongst those engaging in violence, indicating that more organised forces may be joining, which is a worrying trend. Tensions remain very high, and we urge the groups to lay down their weapons and come together to reconcile. Despite the COVID-19 challenges, UNMISS has carried out several peacekeeping patrols to the affected areas to deter violence and is engaging with key leaders to calm tensions and promote peace. The mission will continue these efforts with the support of national and local authorities. In Central Equatoria, clashes are continuing between the National Salvation Front, government and opposition forces that have resulted in the death and displacement of civilians, rape and sexual violence against women and girls, and the destruction of property. The fighting is counter to the terms of the cessation of hostilities agreement that was signed by all parties under the auspices of the community of Santa Egidio in January. Much of the lawlessness and seizing of resources by armed groups across the country stems from an absence of authority because political parties have failed to agree on the appointment of governors and local authorities in the 10 states. These appointments need to be made now to help restore order, and we strongly urge the government and other parties to compromise and agree on these critical positions so that the states can take steps to prevent conflict, build peace and assist with the COVID response.